welcome you and everyone walking across the grass. Welcome to Live at Lunch, presented by CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine, AMS First Week, and Scotiabank. Thank you. We'd like to acknowledge that this concert is taking place on traditional unceded Musqueam territory, and that everyone be respectful of the space and give thought to how fortunate we are to be guests here. This concert today will be with Hazy, otherwise known as Casey Way, and sometimes Late Spring. It is a live broadcast, which is very exciting. I'm going to talk a little bit about CITR and Discorder. My name is Britt Bachman. I am the editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine. CITR is located in the Nest, in the bottom level of the Nest. If you are interested in radio in any way, if you're interested in getting involved at the station, volunteering, showing us your music, having us play your music on the radio, please come and find us. We host tours every single weekday at noon. So come on down to CITR, check us out, learn what we're all about. We also have listening party this Friday where we sit down and listen to new and local records and talk about them. And we have Write for Discorder workshops every Tuesday in September at 3 p.m. So if you're interested in radio, you're interested in music, you're interested in picking up a magazine and reading it, then come visit us. And this Live at Lunch series will be happening until Wednesday of this week, every day from 12 to 1 p.m. Come by tomorrow to see Mirepoix and catch Marin Patinode on Wednesday. So before I formally introduce Hazy, I just want to thank our sponsors. Thank you, Evo, just across the lawn from us. They have this great wheel, a sign-up wheel. They'll tell you all about car share. Thank you also to Van City Buzz. Looks pretty good over there. Daily Hive, thank you for being here. And Shaw, of course, providing the Wi-Fi. How can we forget? So what you're about to listen to is Hazy, Casey Way, a local musician and good friend of mine and soon to be favorite musician of yours. And let's hear some tunes.
Again. on the grass. It's rolled out for you.
Thank you. That was Hazy Casey Way with an awesome first set. That was great. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Britt. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions before we continue and have some more music. And this is being live broadcasted, so I should remind our listeners that they are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. This is Live at Lunch, presented by CITR, Discorder Magazine, AMS First Week, and Scotiabank. And a reminder that CITR and Discorder and AMS First Week have booths next to us. So if you have any questions about the radio, about the magazine, about all the amazing events that the AMS is putting on, please head on over to the booth next door. And while you're at it, go visit Evo Car Share. You can spin the wheel and win some prizes. And Daily Hive, presented by Van City Buzz, is also on site, as is Shaw with deals and Wi-Fi. So come on down. Now, Hazy, Casey.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hi. I'm talking to you from a dream.
Yeah, I can hear that. It sounds so space-like. So you recently released your first solo album as Hazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Called XO Virgo Ox, because those are my signs. And you can get one here if you want.
Yeah.
It's available.
There will be lineups, I'm sure of it. You also have a Bandcamp page. You have a very interesting web presence as well, with a really great Instagram account.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you can follow me if you want. It's KXIXIC at Instagram.com.
We are so connected.
You can follow all my band updates, my, like, cuts.
Yeah.
My hot cuts, hot fresh cuts.
You know, everyone cuts their fingers sometimes and bleeds, mm-hmm. and that's just a natural thing of life.
Yeah. Sometimes your nose bleeds, too. I like those. Yeah.
Yeah, they make for very good Instagram posts.
Bad when your eye bleeds. I wouldn't Instagram that. That's too much. One time I Googled piles, because I was looking for a pile of clothing, like as an image for something, and just don't ever Google piles. Just saying. Just don't do it.
Everyone gets out their iPhones and Googles piles right
piles?
Now. You can make one. Maybe. Let's
you wanna join my band? Pile.
Definitely. Only if it's called Piles. Let's listen to some more music. Play a couple more songs for us and serenade us, Hazy.
Cut finger yesterday.
Hazy, Casey Way of Hazy, H-A-Z-Y.
There's also a British metal band named Hazy, and they are more famous than I am, but I am not that band.
No, certainly not. And to prove it, you actually have cassettes on sale here today. Just next door at the CITR and Discorder table, we are selling other CDs as well and old issues of Discorder. And then beside that, we have a booth or a table for AMS First Week. And this Live at Lunch series is also sponsored by Scotiabank. And we want to do a special shout out to TD Bank, TD Insurance, because I forgot to do that before. TD Insurance Milos Monex is a proud sponsor of this Live at Lunch event and provider of home and tenant insurance for the University of British Columbia students. You may not think tenant insurance is important, but everything has its own value, and losing it or getting it stolen can be very costly. Tenant insurance can also help you if someone gets hurt in your home. They are already providing preferred rates to 237 UBC students. Why not consider being one of them?
I have tenant insurance.
Well done, Hazy. That's a very responsible move, really. Tenant insurance is incredibly responsible, especially when it's supplied by TD Insurance.
I'm a Virgo. I'm really responsible.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. I really like my possessions. I want to also thank Evo Carshare for being here. cheers in the back across the lawn. If you want to learn more about Carshare, go on over there and say hey. And Van City Buzz with Daily Hive also on site. And Shaw, thank you for being here. Hazy, that was a great set. Thank you. So you're no stranger to CITR and Discorder. You actually won last year's Shindig with another band.
Shindig. Such good memories, Shindig.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
And that band was Late Spring.
Yeah. It's still Late Spring. We're taking a little break right now to get ready. I mean, one of the Shindig prizes was some recording time, so we got that lined up in January. But to everyone out there, if you play the drums or know someone who plays the drums, we are looking for a drummer, a really tight, dedicated drummer who likes,
long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach, hand-holding, platonic dates with your band, with four people, with three people. And if you, seriously, check out Late Spring, and if you like the songs and think you can do it, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you.
And so Shindig is, of course, CITR and Discorder's Battle of the Band competition has been going on for 34 years, I believe now, which essentially meant that you played at Pat's Pub on many, many Tuesdays as you were going through this round robin Battle of the Bands type of situation. What was your experience playing so often?
It was really good, I don't know, I guess after, you go through the rounds, you kind of become, in my head, it became like we were the house band. Mm-hmm. And I used to work at Pat's like 10 years ago, so it was nice to go back there not as an employee, but as a talent.
Yeah, well, it would have been nice to go back there for the poutine alone.
I can't say I've never had the poutine.
Really?
No, I don't like poutine. What's with poutine? I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
brown.
My gosh. I can't even believe that. Well,
convince me. Buy me a poutine.
UBC students, while we contemplate the severity of having never tried poutine at
Pat's
Pub.
Piles.
let's hear some more music.
Maybe. Okay, I got like three more.
Three more, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And this is Hazy on CITR 101.9 FM. Hi, Rob.
This is a Late Spring cover, actually, because, well, I'm part of that, so.
I've never played it before. Casey Way, also known as Hazy, a Live at Lunch set. I'm going to get this microphone out of here. Huh, much better. Thank you so much. So we have a question from the audience, and that is, how much are your cassette tapes for sale?
Oh, they're $5.
$5.
Is the mic on now?
Yes, I think it is. Great. So if you like what you hear, you can swing on by the CITR Discorder table, and Hayes has got some cassettes for sale.
There's also one book. I made some books, but there's one here. I mean, if you really want it, it's like deep, dark stuff.
Is this the Agony Club book? Because that was kind of where my next question was going.
This is a different book, but Agony Club magazine and mixtape will be will be live September 20th at the next Art Rock?
Very nice. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you more about that in just a hot minute. But first, I want to let you know for our listeners on the radio airwaves frequency, there we go, that they are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Live at Lunch with Hazy. We are right outside of the AMS right now, and we just want to thank our sponsors for making this all possible. Thank you to AMS First Week and Scotiabank. Thank you also to TD Insurance for helping us be here, to Evo Car Share, which is just across the lot here, and Van City Buzz's Daily Hive, also here, and Kula. There is frozen yogurt, too, in the AMS as well. And thank you, Shaw, for your Wi-Fi and for your big blue truck. Yeah, thank you to all you folks.
And thanks for the people who are rolling out the grass. I saw that. It looked heavy, so thanks
It
for
did
that.
Look heavy, and it happened very quickly. You know, there's so many people involved in putting together an event.
AMS First Week? You only first week once? Is that it?
I think First Week continues throughout September.
That's a tagline for it, right?
Oh. So you're more informed than I am, really.
What? There's nothing like your first week.
Wow.
Wow.
It's true. On that great note, there will also be more Live at Lunch tomorrow and the following day. Tomorrow, come at noon to see Mirepoix. And on Wednesday, you can catch Marin Patinode as well at 12 o'clock. If you're interested in CITR radio, if you want to make radio, if you're interested in music, you want to write for us, come visit CITR station in the bottom of the nest. We give tours every weekday at noon. So come on by. Now, Casey,
come on by.
Getting back to you. So let's talk a little bit about Agony Club, because in addition to being a musician, you are also a performance artist, visual artist, and now publisher. So maybe tell us a bit about this label that you founded.
Yeah, this label, as you might have just heard, is called Agony Club with a K. There's a website, agonyclub.com. There's a Facebook. There's actually a Twitter as well. So what it is, it's a music and printed matter label that I started, and it came from doing this event that I do once a month at the Astoria called Art Rock. It's like every second or third Tuesday of the month. You can
You don't even know it's the third Tuesday.
Second or third. It depends, depending on their scheduling conflicts. But anyway, it's great. I love doing it. And it's been a year of doing this event where it's like more experimental stuff, like artists who make music, but not necessarily in a very, like, you know, I want to play a show a month kind of way. And from that came just all this really awesome material that I really wanted to, like, not get behind, but kind of push a little bit, push, like, to come out into the world. Not that it needs, you know, everything needs to be emerging or emerged, but it was something I thought that was, like, missing in my life and in the scene in Vancouver. And I don't know, I just... Also,
yeah.
Late Spring wanted some label to, like, put out its stuff.
To release stuff on.
So I'm that label, I guess. Yeah.
You are that label now. I find that interesting, the idea of providing a platform for sort of underrepresented communities in Vancouver. That's something Discorder tries to do as well. But it's very difficult because there are a lot of communities. You are tapped into the Art Rock community, which if people Google it, we'll see some references to Lou Reed, some good strong 70s references. So how is Art Rock, the genre of Art Rock, alive and well in Vancouver?
Oh, that's a good question. Really good, hard question. Like, I mean, that's why there's always a question mark attached to the Art Rock series, because I don't know. Like, I don't think, like, we're, any of us are doing anything new if you, you know, just, like, Googled it and, you know, there's the internet. So you can find this rich history that we're all, you know, kind of inspired by, like, well, for me anyway, like, the New York 70s, like, scene, I guess. And, yeah, we're not doing anything new, but there is, like, a lot of artists that I've known over the years who are really good musicians, but they don't, like, take that as their primary focus or their, like, you know, career choice. It's just something they do more for I guess, another kind of release or experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not trying to change, you know, anyone's expectations or hopes or enjoyment out of their own, you know, whatever they get from music. But for me, like, I really like the display of it and the performance of it. And it's hard to, like, find, you know, a few bands. I found it hard to find a few bands that would, like, play together that made sense, that fell into this category in my mind until I started doing it, so.
And also because a lot of these art rock bands that perform at the Astoria during your art rock series are quite experimental. And when we say experimental, that's not just making weird noises. That's maybe making very soft, very pleasant, very familiar noises, but wearing costumes or having incredible light shows or wanting some sort of different sort of stage atmosphere and bringing it off the stage and into the audience. So, yeah, you create a lot of very interesting events in addition to being a musician.
Yeah, lighting's really important, and the Astoria has pretty good lighting.
It does. It does,
yeah.
It has those sort of disco kind of laser light things that they put on sometimes.
Laser lights, yeah.
Laser lights.
And there's a fog machine. It's really fun. You all should come out.
It's true.
It's on the next one's on September 20th, and it's the one-year anniversary, so that's something. I didn't
that is something.
It to be, you know, a year so quickly. But yeah, so that's where we're releasing the Agony Club issue 1. It's a magazine and mixtape, and the mixtape is mostly by artists who have or will be soon playing at the Art Rock. And it's like this concentrated, you know, material form of this otherwise very difficult to describe, like, experimental night. Not too wacky. It's just surreal.
Esoteric.
Popular esoteric, yes.
Yes. So just briefly, you are also going on tour.
Yes.
So perhaps you can tell our fair listeners that there's just hundreds of them out here in the lawn right now.
Too many.
Too many to count, really. But I know that they're dying to know about your tour.
I'm leaving on October 5th. In October, we're me and another artist who's based in Vancouver, Christophe Clabard, another Agony Club release. His tape will be released September 30th. We're going on tour to Europe for a month in October. It's going to be so cool because he's European, so he's done it before, and I'm just kind of, I'm just riding his coattails, really.
Like, so for him, this is just a regular tour.
Kind of, yeah. You know, it's still stressful. Like, booking it, doing anything yourself is, you know, it's kind of hit or miss, or it's like there's a risk involved. I mean, but I don't really care. Like, if we play like a grandpa cafe in a like a tiny town in Poland with three people who don't understand anything I'm singing about, that's fine too. I'm like, I'm so for it.
Yeah, I guess my question in this situation would be, what do you think you will get, or what sort of experiences are you seeking, are you hoping for by touring Europe as opposed to touring this fair province of British Columbia?
Well, I mean, I would love to tour Canada, too, at some point, but I don't drive, that's one. And nobody's ever asked me, that's two. and I don't know, Europe is, like, yeah, it's something very, I guess, exotic about it to me, because I've only ever been to Berlin speaking English, you know, and I'm traveling with people who speak, like, maybe three or four languages, and I feel like that'll give me a good, it's like, I'm not really a traveler, but I feel like through this, I'll be able to enjoy traveling, just because I'll be, like, you know, I'm doing something to kind of justify this otherwise, like, touristy time I'll be having.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, like, playing every single day mostly. That kind of daily grind is something I've been seeking or, like, really wanting to do for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you having a tour kickoff here in Vancouver?
No, we are not. But we are having a return show in November. So the November Art Rock will be playing. It's all linked and
connected.
It's all a well-oiled machine. Yeah.
The well-oiled machine around Casey Way.
No, of Agony Club.
Of Agony Club.
And me.
And you.
And you.
Oh, thanks. by the way, my name is Britt Bachman, and I'm the editor of Discorder magazine. And if you're interested in writing for Discorder, or if you're interested in connecting with Casey in some way, you can come visit me at CITR. At the bottom of the nest, or there, the radio
Britt's
station.
Work is also featured in the Agony Club 01 magazine, and will be again in the future, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and Andy Resto as well, who is just off to the side.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of students here right now walking past us. just completely enthralled by what we're doing on the stage here. And
hi.
Oh, hey. So you obviously know a lot of venues, a lot of galleries around town. And for these returning UBC students and fresh UBC students, what are some places that you would suggest that they check out?
Redgate is always on the top of my list. Like, Late Springs played probably like 80% of our shows there. So you can become a member now, which is really cool. And I think there's some changes happening, but Redgate is something I would... Can you Google Redgate?
Yes, you can. They have a website. You can definitely find, as it is a nonprofit art society, Redgate, located at Hastings and Campbell?
Hawks Heatley Zone.
Okay.
Yeah. And I really like, the Lido. It's just a really nice place, nice visuals, good drinks.
The Lido is the psych bar, kind of around Fraser and Broadway, very easily accessible.
Absence. I make it up as I go along. Why go outside when the weather's cold and dreary? I've got these thoughts to keep me warm. Found it's best to fly your flag at half mast. These winds could turn upon a dime. Won't last forever, but it's never over. Always a matter of time, time, time. Won't try to push you from that high ground. Looks to me you feel at home. Another night drinking until sunrise is another night I spend. No, a steed like you is never broken. Then you might let me think you're mine. Can't be corralled, never beholden. He's just along for it. The right, right, right. So you can go ahead and feed on this body. Play our games with this precious mind. Nothing else on the table. Cause this heart. Pero el fuego tuyo, cuando me enciende, tu pasión no tiene igual. Cuando tocas como quien respira, me lleva al primordial. A lo primordial. Entonces puedes consumirme físicamente. Juega tus juegos con mi preciosa mente.